Is that okay? I don't believe it is.
Well, yeah, they came with the March Madness tournament brackets today, too.
Oh, I know. Looks like Michigan has another good way to get to the Final Four. They're going there, brother. Just like last year, I picked it.
Getting that a little bit later. Yeah, you want to do sports first?
Doesn't matter. It's like, seems like it's just going to be all sports anyways.
Very
and then we're going to talk about your day. There you go. I can hear it now. But, yeah. About, like, your birthday. I can't.
Yeah, we got...
I can hear the music for sure.
I hear the music.
And
I hear the music through my earphones.
There we go.
All right. Kings of the Crowns podcast back. I'm your host and most, Dr. Gavarga. I'm returned from my journey to the to the western it. Lands Heck of Westeros. Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm here with Sir William.
Hello, everyone.
Howdy.
Hello, everyone on planet Earth.
Hello, Earth. Hello, Earthlings.
Earthlings.
Earth.
The producer is actually letting his hair grow in.
I know, man. I've seen our producer's got hair now, man.
I see that.
Jeez.
This guy look responsible. It's like in that poofy, awkward stage. Gotta cool it after you shave. Nah, dude, you actually rock a clean shave head, dude.
You rock it. Man, just don't rock the mullet, man. Yeah, my girlfriend wants me to grow my hair. Oh, okay. Wow. It's all about them it's girlfriends, all about the man. Women.
That's going to be a topic in this week again.
And my friend Katie says hi. Hey, Katie.
Hello, Katie.
Katie's one of our best listeners, maybe our best local listener, like as far as consistency goes. One of the, she's at least in the top.
How long does she want you to grow your hair, though? Like long? Like long. Long hair?
Man, you're going to be looking like Joe Dirt over here. I know he's going to look like, he's going to look like Tommy Lee over here, man. He's going to look like Tommy Lee.
Considering that you are shaved... Oh my god!
Yeah, rainbow hair.
I did.
Jesus,
that's cool, man.
Only
you could pull it off, dude.
But rainbow hair. Man, him having long hair.
It sounds like you have like a mane, man.
Like Joe Dirt.
Yeah, like Joe Dirt. That's what I say. Like Joe Dirt. Like a mullet.
No, I'd rock a mullet.
Maybe for you look like Eddie Guerrero when you did, man. Mulletino heat.
Oh shit.
And speaking of wrestling, I told you a few weeks ago about there's a wrestler called EC3 who's the 1% man. Who does that remind you of?
The 1% man. What does that mean?
That's his nickname. Like, you know how we have the 3% man? Now we got the 1% man.
The 1% man.
Made me think of a certain former co-host on the show.
I know. But what is required to be a 1% man? Like, what do you...
You have to be manlier than... All but 1% of men. You have to be in the top 1%.
That's so...
Of douchebags.
That's, douche so, lame. Bags, that's,
you know, so lame to me. I just want to get your opinion about that.
At first, I don't even know what that's all about, but...
But just 1% upon
man, it's just... What, does he think he's better than everybody?
Yeah. He's kind of a D-bag.
I'm the narcissist?
No, he ain't at that level. He ain't coming out with women with mirrors holding up. No one. Know what I mean?
Oh, my God. I think that's just lame to me. That's pretty lame.
Good.
I don't really worry about what other people think of me.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to bring that up, because I thought it'd be a good topic discussion for about a minute or two on the show.
Because I don't know, if you walk around every day and you're worried about what people think of you all the time, then you're gonna be fucking living a horrible life. Not gonna even enjoy life. Oh, because now, I hate when people say that. Do you care what people think of you? Not really.
I don't. Nobody cares.
I care what my mom thinks of me.
That's about it.
I don't want to ever let her.
We
down,
care about our parents. And that's about it.
As far as society, fuck that, dude.
Society. Society's falling apart. Anyways, right, humankind's been trying to keep each other off since the beginning of time, and now we got all the weapons and everything at our disposal, and the amount of idiots living on this earth able to do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And I. It goes to manscaping, brother.
Manscaping.
Yeah. Manscaping. this has been a topic that I've, me and a couple of my friends have talked about. Like,
okay,
a manscaped, meaning like porno bush or no bald eagle, just bald eagle.
Does it matter? Does it matter?
Well, if you're gonna be having, if you're gonna be getting with girls, I, you better not have a fucking fro.
That's true.
You know what I mean? She pulls down the pants and you have a fro down there. She's not
gonna. Oh, I thought you meant. Oh, okay. No, I had a flip flop. That's my bad. That's, I was thinking of the, I was thinking of ladyscaping.
No, what?
Just don't listen. Don't mind me. I'm overthinking.
Whoa, so you're saying if they should be.
I was thinking the opposite. Is that's
the,
my bad.
Oh, so for if the lady has hair down there or if she's shaving down there? Does that matter to you?
Yes, she should be
bald. It should be bald.
Yes.
It should be bald.
Part, yeah.
Really?
Hair is disgusting.
Well, because. Well, plus it all.
It's just. I, to me,
yeah, she wants you to grow your hair out, though. Doesn't that kind of contradict itself?
Above my neck is okay.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter to me. I mean, obviously, if it's like fucking.
Think about how dirty
hair is. True. True. Oh, and it gets sweaty. But if it, I mean, I'm not saying like fucking huge, you know, long ass fucking. Massive bush? Ugh.
Was her name W?
No, her name was Olga.
Olga.
Olga. It sounds like she'd have. Better. It sounds like she would have. A lot of hair.
Did you have this chick on his Night of Living Dead poster up in here?
Oh my god. But had a massive bush.
Oh,
I feel like that's a lot of job. That's like a lot of searching.
Sounds like she's like from Romania or something, man.
I hated her name and her giant bush.
Can't go down on a girl with a big ass bush, dude. Mm-mm. Not doing it.
And speaking of
not doing it.
Speaking of things that are big, we got March Madness starting up this week. Mm-hmm. I got the tournament loaded up right here. So let's get Sir Williams' predictions.
Oh boy.
About March the tournament Madness. Of doom, the tournament of death, March Madness. The insanity starts on
Tuesday
with the playing games.
Does Gonzaga win the whole thing?
They are number one seed though. Gonzaga's a
Duke's
number one
win
seed.
It. Zion don't get hurt. Duke's got this.
Duke, I don't know.
The only way they lose if Zion gets hurt.
I don't like Duke.
I don't either, but they
Duke
got this.
Duke is like Tom Brady to me. I don't like him. Win too much. Hate Duke.
Right. Firstly, Duke
but
again.
But they haven't been in the Final Four. Well, no,
exactly.
The championship game. In like
oh, they're winning it.
Like
this is their year.
4 years? 3 years?
And speaking of that, they're in the first game. Duke against either North Dakota State or NC Central.
Duke's probably going to go
Duke,
all the way
yeah.
through that.
Next game. Number 8 VCU against number 9 UCF.
No, that's a good one. 8 versus 9 is one. I'll say VCU.
You don't think I'm with VCU too?
Just yeah. because they've been in the tournament a long time, so I'm going for that.
Next one, we got number 5 Mississippi State against number 12 Liberty.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm thinking that too.
Never even heard Liberty.
Yeah, I have. Remember that little Colonial League or whatever? We're looking up.
They're
teams
probably,
that are
yeah, they'll
so
probably
last.
Yeah, they'll probably get fucking blown out. They'll be beat by 30.
Then
easily.
Then we got number 4 Virginia Tech against St. Louis.
St. Louis.
I'm going St. Louis number 13 seed upset.
St. Louis.
I'm going with them as upset.
They're not a bad team.
I did in their I do the ESPN streak contest. I picked them every game and they won every game.
Really?
I'm going with them as an upset.
Okay. Yeah, they're not bad. They did good last year. Oh.
Then next up we got number 6 Belmont against either number 11. Sorry. Number 6, Maryland against either number 11, Belmont or Temple.
Oh, Maryland.
Yeah, Maryland, yeah.
They'll probably win by 15.
Oh, here's another interesting one. Number 3, LSU against number 14, Yale.
I take Yale.
Yale. You go with Yale.
They're going to outsmart you.
I'm leaning towards Yale, too, myself, ironically.
Harvard's not bad, but they're not in there.
No, they're not Yale. Harvard's good, but they're not Yale. They weren't that admission scandal that we're going to cover a little bit later.
Man, okay.
Oh, we're going to get into that in a second. My boy Kyle Busch tied the all-time wins record with his 200th win today.
I'm going to say Yale gets beat by 20.
Okay. Here's a good 15. One. Here's one you'll like. Number 7, Louisville. Number 10, Minnesota.
Louisville.
I'm going to go Minnesota.
Close game, though.
And then here's a blowout one. Number 2, Michigan against number 15, Bradley.
Going Michigan all the
way. Sorry, Michigan State. But yeah.
Michigan State. Ooh.
Either or. Either or.
Michigan State.
And now we're in the West bracket where our previously mentioned Gonzaga is playing against 16 FDU or Prairie View A&M.
Gonzaga.
Prairie View.
I can see that happening, though.
It happened last year at the Virginia.
Fucking.
In
the first time ever.
USMBC or whatever.
It's like. 16 seed beat number 1.
And now we got an 8-9 next up. We got Syracuse Gonzaga. 8, Baylor 9.
Syracuse. Only because I love the Orange Man. Syracuse. Carmelo Anthony.
Now we got another interesting one coming up. We got number 5 Marquette against number 12 Murray State. He's got like this really top level point guard guy on him.
I heard about that guy.
Yeah, he's elite level. I'm kind of going Murray State. Upset. I got that feeling. That's going to be the upset.
I don't know.
I got another upset. I'm with the next one.
I don't know. Murray State.
Yep. Then the next one, Florida State, number 4, against 13, Vermont. And I'm going with Vermont. Florida State. I got a feeling about that, about Vermont.
Sure. Vermont's going to hold them down, but I'm going Florida State.
Yep. Then we got number 6.
More firepower.
Yep. We got number 6, Buffalo, against number 11, Arizona State or St. John's.
Ooh, St. John's. Hopefully they win that. And then if St. John wins that match between Arizona State, then I'll take St. John.
I'm going Buffalo. I think that's the most underrated team in the whole thing.
St. John's, I think their coach is Chris Mullen. I think. I'm not sure. Or that could be... I know he's one of the coaches for the Saints team. St. Joseph's or St. John's. One of them, yeah. Are they Catholic school? I think. And Chris Mullen is...
But we know about Catholic school girls on this show.
No doubt.
Yeah, we do.
And corrupting them.
Catholic school girls.
And next up, number 3, Texas Tech against 14, Northern Kentucky.
Texas Tech,
yeah, same.
By 15.
Then next up, we got a Nevada representation. Number 7, UNR against number 10, Florida.
I want to go for Nevada because it's Nevada, but I don't think UNLV's ever going to
They fired
their
coach, man.
UNLV, we just suck.
Marvin Menzies. We fired him 2 days ago.
We suck.
But I would like to go.
I would like Nevada.
But I'm going Florida.
But I think Florida might.
Yeah, that's it too.
Might just win. Just because they're just a better pedigree of
Then Sir
players,
Williams' though. Team is up next. Number 2, Michigan against number 15, Montana.
Michigan's going to smash them, dude.
I agree with that.
You know that Eagles bar is that Montana bar, too.
I know.
Montana Grizzly bar?
Yep, I know. The owner's wife is from Montana.
Thursday? My what?
Thursday? The tournament starts Thursday?
Yep.
Tuesday.
No, that's just playing games Tuesday.
Yeah, but the official
games are Thursday.
Yeah.
We don't count that play-in stuff. This ain't a scratch ticket, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, next up, we're in the South region now. Number 1, Virginia Michigan against number 16, Gardner-Webb.
Wait, what?
Number 1, Virginia against number 16, Gardner-Webb.
Virginia, because they're going to avenge that horrible loss of last year.
Now we got a real interesting one coming up next. Number 8, Mississippi against number 9, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma,
yeah.
Lon Kruger, let's go. Get it done.
Then we got number 5, Wisconsin against number 12, Oregon.
Wisconsin versus Oregon? Wisconsin.
Number 4, Kansas State against 13, UC Irvine. Ooh. I'm going Kansas State.
I'm going to say UC Irvine. Just on a sneak upset.
Okay. I got one of those coming up in about two more picks. Number 6, Villanova against number 11, St. Mary's, California. I'm going Nova.
Nova should be able to beat them easily.
Yep. Now then we got number 3, Purdue against 14, Old Dominion. And I'm going with Old Dominion in an upset.
They did. Well, Purdue got upset already.
Mm-hmm. That's why I went with that one.
Conference tournament.
That's my logic behind that. Plus, Old Dominion's riding a wave of momentum. They ain't been in a tournament in eight, 9 years.
I'm going to go Purdue, though.
Yeah, okay. Number 7, Cincinnati against number 10, Iowa.
Cincinnati, man.
Yep, going to Cincinnati, too. Then number 2, Kentucky. Sorry, number 2, Tennessee against number 15, Colgate.
Let's go, toothbrush.
Tennessee.
No, Tennessee's going to win that shit easily.
Now we're into the Midwest region. Number 1, North Carolina against number 16, Iona.
Oh, North Carolina.
North Carolina, yeah. Now, here's a real interesting Western 8-9. 8, Utah State. 9, Washington.
We said St. John's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris Mullin is the coach for St. John's.
Yeah. So we got number 8, Utah State. Number 9, Washington.
I don't like... I'll go with number 9, Washington.
I'm going Utah State. Upset.
Mormons.
Not really upset. But then we got number 5, Auburn against number 12, New Mexico State.
Auburn.
Auburn, yep. 4, Kansas against 13, Northeastern. Oh, Kansas.
Yeah. Northeastern, north of.
I know. They won their tournament. Then we got number 6, Iowa State against number 11, Ohio State. And I'm going Ohio State in an upset. I don't think Iowa State's that good. They just got lucky in their conference tournament.
Oh, Ohio State is just, I think they're a better team.
Who?
Ohio State.
I do too.
It's just better.
Iowa State just got lucky in their tournament.
See, the thing about Iowa State, they're nothing in football, but they're all right in basketball.
Yeah,
so I'm going to go Ohio State because they're good in both.
Yeah, I think they're the better team. Then we got number 3, Houston against number 14, Georgia State.
Houston.
Now we got a real interesting game. Number 7, Wofford against number 10, Seton Hall. That one just fascinates me beyond belief.
I don't even know how Wofford.
I'm going with Wofford just for if they win the whole damn thing, it'd be the greatest thing ever. Be like, who the hell are these? What the hell is this college coming from?
Yeah,
I want them
Wofford
to win.
From? Is that like an online university?
What is that, like University of Phoenix? Isn't that one of them universities?
I want to see Wofford go through.
I want Wofford to win the whole thing, man.
It's their year.
Yeah, they're the Wofford Terriers.
Terriers.
They were number 1
wow.
in this.
Menacing. That is very menacing right there. Watch it now.
They're the Southern Conference Tournament Champions.
Where is that school
Spartanburg,
located?
South Carolina.
Wow.
They got a guard named Fletcher McGee.
Fletcher McGee.
And the capacity of their arena is 3,400.
Oh, dude, that's crazy. That's like a little baby school.
I'm looking up the...
That's like...
It's been around since 1854.
Damn.
I have no idea.
That's crazy.
They got 18 variety sports teams. What's their enrollment level?
Hey, they're better than UNLV, so...
That's true.
That's sad.
Oh, they're a private liberal arts college.
Arts in their arts college? Jeez,
and,
that's even
and they
worse.
Have 1600 undergraduates. 1692. I want them to win. I'm going Wofford. Who cares?
That's unreal.
I want them to win. I want them to win a whole damn thing.
They show up in short shorts.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that'd be good.
Headbands, long socks.
I know what I want. I want
long socks.
Final on the whole thing.
Chuck
Wofford
Taylor's.
Versus Yale.
Yeah.
That'd
Chuck
be the
Taylor's.
Greatest. They'd be like 1876, the first tournament.
Everybody's wearing Chuck Taylors and shit.
They wouldn't have short shorts like they did basketball in the 80s.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God, man.
Yeah, it looks like they're ready for aerobics class, not basketball.
And then the last one is Kentucky, number 2 against 15, Abilene Christian.
I'm going back to Wofford, dude. I can't believe that little-ass school, it's a
we're going
arts
Kentucky in the other
school,
one.
Made a tournament, but like UNLV, we're like...
We're a bunch of bums. We got bums on here, man.
But we have won a championship.
Yeah. Oh, we're playing like bums now, man.
We
can't even get in there, but Wofford be in
game.
There. Abilene Christian be up in there.
But Wofford gets in
Wofford.
There? Oh, wow. That's just
horrible. Wofford, the Terriers.
We need to get a hold of
1,692 undergraduates.
Of our athletic director and be like, hey, man. Wofford.
You know who we need? We need to get the Wofford head coach over here. That's who we need. The Wofford coach.
Oh my God. Lon Kruger is good, dude. He's
then he got smart and left here for Oklahoma.
That's why I picked Oklahoma.
I don't blame you. I would too.
Huh?
Yes, yeah. I did. We both picked them to win, actually.
I can give a damn about Oklahoma. I just want to see Lon Kruger win.
Well, that's his team, so we got to go with it.
I know.
And speaking of teams that are
in Kentucky,
Kentucky, of course. And speaking of teams that are blowing up the internet, how about them Browns, man?
Yeah, the Browns are.
Oh, they're legit now. They got the Odell Beckham. They blew up the internet.
Probably going to be better than the Steelers next year.
Oh, they are.
Me to say. That sucks.
And I called it like 2 months ago, even before all this. Oh, you got some competition now, man. Chiefs and them. Oh, just wait till they get. Oh, they got Kareem Hunt too.
I hope Brady gets hurt.
They got Kareem Hunt too after he gets off suspension. After he gets out of jail. Yeah. Yeah, he's suspended for 8 games.
8 games, that's nothing, though.
However, they already got Nick Chubb, so they're good to go in all scenarios. And Duke Johnson, unless they trade him.
Hold on, we're going to move back a little bit. Speaking of Chubb. Your homeboy Rodney wore knee pads and practice. Oh, that's a first of all, Rodney. Let's reiterate that. It's not my homeboy.
That's your homegirl from the sound of it.
That's just a random weirdo I try to help. What? Hold on, James, you're like hell loud. You're too close to the mic.
Oh, sorry.
I thought it was. Yeah, that's what I thought it was named. Slippage, that's what he said. He's one of the weirdest people I've ever met in my life, dude. He is what. If you, anybody's ever watched Big Mouth on Netflix. He is Coach Steve on that fucking
show.
Steve
and Big Mouth.
Thick and the Warm? We call him the Thick and the Warm. Because he's just the most oddballest person I've ever met. He comes up to me like he's known me for like 20 years. Like, dude, I hardly even know you, my man. Like, cool, bro. He's just weird.
You're my homie.
He's weird.
My homie.
He's weird. He's beyond weird. I think there's a proper word for that. Eccentric.
He's in another dimension.
He's eccentric. Very.
He's in the outer limits. Yeah, he's definitely eccentric, all right.
Oh, dude.
He's like Gomez Adams.
He's like a
Fester
John
Adams.
Waters. That kind of weird. Knee pads. Why does he need knee pads, though? Because he knows his. But I'd be like, well, what does that mean? That's very vague. What is he getting on the ground playing?
Oh my goodness. This keeps getting better and better.
I think I need a better answer.
I know my knees.
That is weird. What do you need knee pads for, dude? We're not doing flooring over here.
He's going to go skateboarding, man.
Fucking weird. Fucking weird, dude. I don't even want to hear it. After hearing that, that's kind of weird to me. Oh my god.
This is weird, man.
I am right now. I can easily say that at. Ever, at any point in the show, I've never been dumbfounded like I am right now.
Sir William looks like he just like got.
I feel like, what the fuck?
Another dimension.
Maybe he is in a little wormhole or some shit. I don't know.
Totally,
dude.
He's in the Twilight Zone, man.
That's weird.
That's crazy, man.
Knee pads to band?
Knee pads.
To band practice? Band practice?
That's probably not all he had, man.
The way he talks, too, his mannerisms and shit. He's just everywhere, bro. He's all over the place.
You can't tell me that dude's not done crack cocaine in the past.
Oh, he's done a lot more than that. Heroin. All in one go.
He's done 80% areolas, for sure.
In his mind. He's playing with... He's touring the world right now in his mind.
Yeah.
He is from New York too, so he has that New York fucking lingo.
I'm from
lingo.
New York. Let's go see.
Hey, not for nothing. Can I get a copy of that?
Hey, oh, hey. Hickory dickory dock. Oh.
I'm like, oh my god, dude, that is. He is really one of the weirdest people I've ever met.
He's one of the best guests we've ever had, too. In the
because he's that fucking that. Weird. That's why. That's what he's great for. Weird shit. And, oh, my God.
I was waiting 7 years to see this chick, and she took off her blouse, and I saw her breast, and I saw 80%
you guys made a music
areola.
Video?
I was so disappointed.
What do you mean? He's like, he thinks he's David Lee Roth.
Yeah, he does. He thinks he's Joey Ramone or something.
That's horrible.
Oh, that'd be great.
That's going to be, dude, don't do that to that guy. That's horrible. What is this, Carrie? What is this, Carrie, dude?
Get the cameras rolling, man. We ain't getting no pig's blood, man. This ain't some satanic ritual like in The Wicker Man.
You can't afford me, bitch.
Yeah, you can't afford me, man. You can't afford me.
Oh, boy. Man, my God.
That movie, Dazed and Confused, you might see like the stoner guy from that movie. He was like, okay.
This is, that's weird, dude. That's why I don't, hey, it's very seldom that do I talk with this person. He is very entertaining. If you meet him in real life, he's a walking fireball, just ready to go at any moment. My name is Rod the Rocket. What the fuck?
I'm Rodney the Rocket.
Rod the Rocket, man. Wow. Like, dude, oh fuck, goodness. Brother. It's 2019, man. Like, nobody talks like that anymore.
Wow, woo! Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
Oh, Rodney, that guy.
Now, speaking of...
Which is funny because it's like it's impossible to get a hold of this guy.
Yeah, he's like,
I know.
He's like Rocky. He's like Rocky. Yo, Polly, your sister's in my house. He's just yelling out the window. He's like Rocky, man.
I slipped the gun.
I swept the gun.
I'm off the grid, bruh.
Yo, I'm off the grid. Like John Connor.
I'm off the grid trying to be a rock
John
star.
John Connor, man. He thinks he's John Connor.
Oh. I told him, hey, man, you need to get a phone. If I have to buy you one of those throwaway phones, just get a phone, man. No one calls a landline. Who has landlines?
I don't know. Maybe the president.
Yeah, that's what. Like, what? Where's the jack for that? Don't you need to have like a little jack? Right.
Well, maybe that's why he had the knee.
Made for the internet. Oh boy.
So, and speaking of
Rod the Rocket,
speaking of characters that we talked about on the show,
Basis/Cable Guy.
Do we have any update on the Biggins story?
I don't know.
I figured I'd check.
You know what?
I had that written down from the last time.
There has not been any encounters.
No encounters with any wild Biggins. So we got no Bloomer jokes for today.
No,
Victoria is definitely a secret on this show. I think a few people I know have landlines, but what?
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, no, my man, they're gonna make him do his jail time. He's gotta do his time. You do the crime, you pay the time. Couple years. Yep, and then he gets to go straight back to Mexico.
Hey, believe me, he'll be back here like El Chapo. He'll be good to
hey,
go.
It happens, man. You know, that's what goes down with that type of lifestyle. I don't condone it.
Yeah.
But, you know, if that's what you got to do, then that's what you got to do. Yeah, he's already there. He's already there. He's a good dude. But yeah. when you do things like that, you know, hey.
Hey, don't mess with the government.
They'll get you regardless, brother.
I know Rodney. He's Slater from Dazed and Confused.
Man, that guy is just something else, dude. That dude. Wow. And you still play with him, right?
He doesn't mean it that way either.
No, oh, shut up. That's a knee pads. Wow, that just blows my mind.
That's gonna be the title of this episode, knee pads.
I know
the
my knees.
To Rodney, the song Knee Pads.
And I'm ready to
hook up your
fuck,
table.
Dude. Got my knee pads on, I'm ready to party. That does not sound right. Coming
that
out of man's
funny, man.
Mouth.
Sounds like a Queen song mocking the media coverage of Freddie Mercury.
The Rocket. With his knee pads.
Knee pads on.
I don't know what that means either. What?
I can really get you off.
I feel like the more you tell me this, the more it just blows my mind.
I don't know whether to laugh or to be mortified.
I would just be like, all right. Nice session,
awkward.
Dude. Okay, there's my door.
Oh, that ain't the kind of session you wanted from the sound of it.
That is weird. By far one of the weirdest shits I've ever heard.
Of course, I got all these serious news stories left on our docket, but
no, just go ahead.
We had three.
Fire them off.
We had three of the biggest news stories of the year happen this year. They're going to probably be three of the biggest ones by the end of the year too.
Oh yeah,
that's why I got them on here. These are all very major.
Yeah, like, well, one I know one of them's got to be the shooting, right?
New Zealand shooting. That's number one.
Another mass shooter.
A white supremacist went to two New Zealand mosques. In Christchurch, New Zealand, on Friday. Friday their time. Thursday our time. I was at dinner for my birthday with my friend Zoila when this was going on. Like, she went to the bathroom, right? I went to check my phone to see if anybody was messaging me. And then I looked down and I saw the update about New Zealand shooting. They killed 50 people at the two mosques. And it's the largest mass shooting in the history of New Zealand.
Oh,
and
yeah, shit.
They streamed the videos online. Not everybody's just trying to delete them all. And then some dude tried to stop him in the second one. And then that's when they caught him a few blocks away after that. Some groundskeeper guy at the mosque stopped him. Yeah.
So he was captured.
Yeah.
Okay. At least he'll face justice for whatever.
No, he's already been in the courtroom already. He posted a manifesto online, and Facebook's had to remove 1.5 million videos of New Zealand attack within 24 hours of it happening.
I can still find that video.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, I know exactly where to go to find that video.
And if you're living in New Zealand and you have it like on your whatever, you can get like 5 years in jail. Something like that.
See, that's stupid, dude. 5 years in jail. Why not just...
They don't want anybody... Yeah, Christchurch March. Christchurch mosque.
I can do whatever I want. Send me to jail. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God it's America.
Yeah, 42 are the. We're at the first at one of the mosques, and the other one only had 7, but there were 42 at the one.
That's just sad.
And he had two.
Sad shit always happens.
I was. That's when I started drinking after the and after my birthday party. Well, I didn't drink for like 4 or 5 days.
You being a survivor of a mass shooting.
After that, I was. Just You wanted to
because there's
it online,
no purpose in that.
White supremacist.
There's no purpose in just killing yourself. No one's going
to
care. No one's going to care if you just kill yourself. No one's going to even know. So what's the best way to do it?
And the perpetrator is a 28-year-old Australian man.
Sure, had to be 28. Had to be. Man, there's a lot of people with just these mental health.
And he live-streamed it, too. That's all the
mental
videos came
health.
On. He live-streamed. He had a camera on his helmet.
He GoPro'd it. That's what it was.
there are other people arrested.
There's people just disturbed. What else do they do? You know what I mean? What else is their means of getting their message across by, you know? That's the number one.
He planned it for 3 years.
That's the number one meaning of terror, bro. It's to terrify people no matter how you do it, you know? Terrorists is like that. That's a terrorist right there. Yeah.
And there's people on the other side like saying, oh, they're not saying he's a terrorist. They're saying he's a shooter. No, he's a terrorist. Every single news story I'm saying is seeing a terrorist on there. So I don't know where these...
Yeah, he's
people instigating it on the left, or
he's a terrorist, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I agree
anybody
with that.
Who's, but anybody who's
what I'm saying
is
every single article I looked up had the word terrorist and not shooter on it. Yeah. So I don't know where these.
He's Australian.
He planned it for 3 years. You forget the site maybe 2 months ago, the two sites. He apparently did surveillance or whatever.
That's crazy.
He picked up right when they were doing NASA's, and then that's what he.
Mm-hmm.
That's hot, man.
It's horrific.
Their gun laws have to be more stricter than ours, too, probably. So for him to get whatever guns he had, I don't know what guns he had.
And then there was a school shooting in Brazil the day before that.
The world's just going down, man.
Teenagers, it was like five. Two former students went in there, shot like 6 to 8 people, like got killed, and then they killed themselves. I think it was like 5 dead and then them. So it was like 7 total.
I don't think that...
It was like a Columbine type deal with
the guy who committed the murders, whatever, because that's basically what they are in New Zealand, should even be allowed to even have the opportunity to have a life sentence or anything like that. It should be death, dude. If you're going to go out there and kill a bunch of people because you're not happy with your life and... you survive whatever thing you're doing, I feel like you should have to have the same punishment, dude.
Yep.
But that's not all right to me, because then those people, that dude gets to live the rest of his life. Even if he's 28 and he's there for the rest of his life, dude, if he dies at the age of 60, 70.
Deaths are going to play into part of our next news story that's kind of related to this.
I don't know.
It's not like a shooting or whatever. But the United States and many other countries, like almost probably every country in the world, has grounded the Boeing 737 MAX 8 new planes that they started using after a plane crash in Ethiopia on Sunday that was similar to one that happened in Hong Kong last October or November. Same issues.
That's why I don't go on planes.
It's like something new in their... their stall out thing or whatever, like if it stalls out, you fix the plane. But something in there is causing two planes to crash. This is the second one.
Ugh, I can't do anything like that. I have been on planes before, but I'm afraid of heights, so I can't really do it.
They just got the black boxes 5 hours ago, and they said the same thing. Clear similarities between what happened there and the other crash.
Dude, if you survive a plane crash, damn, unscathed, unbreakable. You're fucking Bruce Willis, bro. I don't... Oh. Wow. You need to be, like, allowed ownership of the world at that point. That's horrible. Plane crashes. If you can survive a plane crash, dude, I wonder how you would feel. Unstoppable.
Yeah, all those planes are grounded. Only 3 U.S. carriers used them. I think it was like American, Southwest, and like one
of
other.
Of course, Southwest, the cheap airline.
Well, Southwest wanted to upgrade their planes. That's the reason why. Because remember, they had like issues with the
their planes
years back, like them being like outdated or whatever. So these were like the replacement ones, and then of course this happened. You can't really fault them for like trying to upgrade their.
Maybe because we're not supposed to be in planes and automobiles.
Yeah, and speaking of that, we have one more issue, and this one goes right back to the NCAA with college admissions scandal, with rich and famous people
I heard about that this week.
Paying off colleges to for people to change their kids' grades,
the
test
rich.
Scores, everything, to bribing people to get them, their kids into college.
Lucky.
Including Lori Loughlin from Full House and Felicity Huffman.
From Full House?
Yeah, Lori
the new
Loughlin.
One?
Yeah, Aunt Becky from Full House.
Oh, wow. What school did she bribe?
Or did she? UCLA. Her daughter's in there. This has become a huge deal, man.
I thought it was USC. That was one of
USC,
the biggest
ones. Yeah, it's one of the two, but yeah.
USC.
33 parents are charged.
Because that's in Hollywood, dude. USC.
No, no, it's not just Hollywood. It's Yale, it's Harvard. There's like a bunch of colleges involved.
Hillary Clinton, probably.
Oh, yeah, no wonder Chelsea Clinton got that big college.
Doesn't surprise me, though. I mean, you have money, you have the means
to look up the names of the colleges. There's like a lot. It's like all over the country, not just in one section. Yeah, it's William Reek Singer, the Plot's mastermind, was paid roughly $25 million by parents to help their children get into schools in front of the U.S. Attorney's Office.
I'll pay you $25,000,
USC,
you get my
UCLA,
kids to
Stanford,
school.
Georgetown, Yale, Wake Forest, University of Texas at Austin, University of San Diego, and more. This is the one they listed on there.
There's a lot of prestigious schools.
There are at least 20 or 30 schools involved. And mainly, but they're on fake athletic scholarships. Like, they weren't athletes, but they were getting scholarships for being athletes.
That's so grimy.
It's crazy. I ain't never seen anything like this. I told you, three of the biggest news stories of the year all happened within the same week. This is nuts.
Fake athletic fucking scholarships.
Now you can see why I want to talk about this. This is crazy. The 2019 college
admissions
robbery scandal.
To fake that my kid's on the volleyball team.
Oh, here's so you can get I got the college. University list right now.
That's fucking stupid. Even the teachers got to be involved in that, too. So now the teachers got to get in trouble.
Okay, here's the teams and their athletic programs that are involved.
Grand.
Georgetown University, Stanford University, USC, University of California, Berkeley, University of California, Los Angeles, University of San Diego, University of Southern California.
Yeah. California is
University of Texas at Austin, Wake Forest, Yale. And, yeah, it must be just those ones, yeah.
That's all like nice.
There's testing fraud, admissions fraud, bribery. No, that people getting bribed.
Everybody
people
has
are involved,
to. Huh?
Everybody, the parents who are bribing them, including Lori Loughlin.
What about the?
House.
What about the?
Aunt Becky. She lost her job at the Hallmark Channel for all the movies she's been doing.
What about?
Her husband's a multimillionaire. That's how they would pull that off. So is Felicity Huffman. Yeah.
Who's what is it called? The chancellor? Isn't that what it's called? Like the main guy at the college?
Yeah, they got a full list of people right here. It's crazy.
Or the dean. Isn't that what it's called?
It
the
was all
dean
like, oh, I
could have
gotten that college. Yeah, some mom is suing them like $50 million, no, $500 million.
Well, definitely the academics
this.
Person.
Yeah, but what's funny is she's like complaining about, oh, they paid all this and that or whatever. Yeah, you're trying to get the same thing for you. So you're just as full of crap as they are, lady. This outraged mother.
Outraged mother. I cheated.
I cheated.
I made, I know, well, I cheated my son's way into college or whatever. I don't know.
Was she like Forrest Gump's mom, man?
Well, yeah, what's his name? What's his name? Oh, my God. Well, there's nobody named that on the team.
But yeah, that's...
He's the ball boy. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's...
The water boy.
And then we had two casino
Bobby
shootings
Boucher.
Here in town. We had one at Bellagio on Friday night and one at El Cortez last night. One was a robbery. Yeah, at Bellagio Friday night when I was coming back from paint night, right? How was it? Yeah, they robbed Bellagio. Then they went outside, tried to carjack a car, a cop... caught him doing it. They shot the cop, then the cop shot them dead. They died like the next morning in the hospital.
And that was Saturday?
The cop had a legit reason for doing it because the cop was in the hospital too until that morning. He caught him carjacking somebody.
Friday night?
Saturday night, El Cortez, four people were shot because the argument started and the guy just... They finally like opened it back up this morning.
Jesus.
Like I said, we had a busy news week this week. I thought we didn't go out there that much. I was kind of glad we didn't do a show last week because there was like nothing to talk about. This week, everything's happening.
Man, I'm glad I don't go out there that
everything happened.
Much,
like
dude.
Right after I see the text message, first was the plane thing, then came the college admission scandal, then the shooting, then the shootings here, and March Madness selection.
I wonder what
and Kyle Busch went into 200 races.
Sparked so that
happened in the last
argument, week. Like. Probably somebody bumped into somebody.
Yeah, something like that. I think it's over like...
It's always the frivolous shit that's always over.
Yeah, El Cortez, too. It's kind of a scummy place.
But that's downtown.
Yeah, well, yeah.
In the arts district. Well, not the arts district, but, you know, where...
Yeah, downtown.
Where the beauty bar and all that stuff.
Well, and speaking of more events, Marc-Andre Fleury is injured for the Golden Knights, too, by the way.
Today was a home game, wasn't it?
No, they're playing tonight. They play at 7:10.
At home?
Yep, against the Edmonton Oilers.
Shit,
and what's funny is the next time the Oilers come to town, I'll be at the game on April 1st.
April Fool's Day.
Ironically, yep. Same day the we cannot drink in the studio anymore.
Oh, yeah. Wait. What day is that?
It's a Monday?
I'll be working.
I checked it.
I definitely want to. I wanted to go see the Knights game, but I didn't know it was. I thought it would be. Yeah, I knew there would be one over the weekend. I just didn't know what day.
But yeah, I'm going to the April 1st game.
I want to go to one. How are we even doing in hockey?
We're in the playoff race.
We're in the playoffs.
As long as Fleury comes back quickly, we'll be fine.
I did see that. Our backup goalie is what? Subban?
Lower body injury. Oh, perfect timing for it. We should get in the playoffs, but hopefully he comes back by the time.
Our goalie is I think he's like the only black goalie.
Yeah, he is. Malcolm Subban.
Subban?
Yep.
Subban.
Yep. And then we called our guy from the lower level. It was pretty good. Maxime Lagasse. Yeah. So we got two now. Just called him up today. After he figured out what was going on.
He's a good guy. Well, I haven't really watched too much hockey because I don't really watch too much TV anymore.
I was at the game where Fleury almost got into a fight. I went with the Duchess to that game.
Man, what are you talking about your little factions at your party?
Oh, my birthday party was interesting. Okay, dinner went pretty good. Went smooth. Except for when I lost my debit card and I had to go back and go get it. And of course, it got compromised because of that, but like somebody picked up, got the numbers or whatever. But yeah, I had to deal with that. Then I come back to the Lily Bar at Bellagio. It's minus about 10:30.
Bellagio.
This is like 10:45-ish, okay? I come back. My friend Martrell, the Browns dude who's awesome as hell.
I met that guy. It's cool.
Martrell's
cool, dude.
Cool, man.
It's a cool guy.
This dude got us into on the record, right? But then, like, we waited too long to go, so he couldn't get us on the guest list there, so he got us on the guest list at Marquee instead.
There you go.
So Duchess and the Dame, we'll call them that, code names, didn't want to go. They thought that it would be, like, too pricey or whatever, but, you know, he got us in for free. He got us in for free. And then...
He got us on the guest list. What do you mean? What do you think that means?
Then two others like formed up a group. They didn't want to go.
No.
And then the other group, they wanted to go. And then, of course, they're at the entrance of Bellagio. Wait for me. I'm going back and forth. I went back and forth like five times.
That's not an easy walk either, bro. That's like,
doctor, what do you want to do? I'm like,
I want to have a good time.
They
want
to go to
Gilly's,
right?
Stop ruining it.
They wanted to go to Gilly's, right? What have I said about Gilly's?
I went to Gilly's yesterday. I went down there.
I
went with my.
Were there people there?
So it was not. Oh, dude, it was 12:00 in the afternoon, brother.
Oh, okay.
We just were there.
How many people were in there?
Lunch, dinner, you know, shit like that.
Yo, William, how many people were there? Like 10, 15, 20?
No, it was about for. I would say because the basketball games were on. There's at least like 50 people there.
Oh, that's about the usual. Perfect.
At the Treasure Island.
They put it this way, man.
I'm not gonna lie.
That place is usually so dead. They got to bring in bodies from the morgue.
This is at 12:30 in the afternoon, though. Now, if it's 50 people at 10 o'clock at night,
I'm talking about at night.
It's not bad.
Oh, I don't like.
At least from what my chica tells me, she's like she's been there before.
Oh, I don't like it.
She likes country music, and she was like,
okay, we got to plan Operation Double Date.
Yeah, I was like, whatever.
But yeah, so here's what ended up happening, right? I went to Marquee.
Latino who likes country music.
I know a few. That's not that uncommon. Right. But yeah, I ended up going to Marquee. Then I ended up meeting them at Gilly's.
Their food looked good.
Yeah, food's good. But yeah, I ended up doing
pulled pork sandwich.
And then, like, I'm like, by the time I get done with that, I was just done. We didn't get back till like 5. We stayed until Gilly's till it closed. We had to get an Uber.
See, dude, damn.
That's why I didn't do the show the next day. I was just sleeping the whole day, man. I was burnt out.
You didn't go to the marquee, though?
And then losing the debit card, I was like.
You didn't go to the marquee, though?
I did both.
You did both? Oh, okay. Okay, because I thought you just like were like, I'm going to compromise and I'm going to go hang out with
them.
That's
what I did.
Because I didn't want to hurt nobody.
When the other group left, so I'm like, I might as well just walk over there. By that time, I was just done with everything. I just wanted to get some sleep.
He was just trying to fucking have a good time.
Hey, I did pretty good after, though. Oh, doctor's got big things going on now.
He's got a lot of plans going.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of dates.
Let's see here. I did Paint Night on Friday. Paint Night at Pino's Palais. Have you ever heard that?
Paint Night.
Paint Night, yeah.
Yes, like a snooty. But that's all right. Girls like that.
Oh, she never
they
done
like
it before.
That shit.
She loved
especially
it.
If they never done
we're
it.
Doing another one. We're doing another one next month. And this weekend, going to the Brett Young Country Pop Country concert. It's pretty. Yeah. Now, Saturday, we're doing Monster Jam. They're seeing Monster Trucks. She's a petrol.
She's into a lot of things that he's into, so. Mm-hmm. This is potentially a good one. I'm saying I'm happy for you, my brother.
Like I said, I am. Do Operation Double Day with these country stuff, man.
Hey, I'm always good. I'm always down. I'm off Saturday, Sunday, so. Saturday, Sunday, brother. Saturday, Sunday.
Let's just call her M.
M.
Oh, Katie. Yo, Katie. Kyle says hello. Yo, Katie, we want you down here in the studio next week.
But I mean, dude, I'm not a big like I told her when we were down there, I was like, I don't like being around a lot of people, a lot of people.
Oh, there's never anybody there. You'll like it there, man. There's nobody there.
And it's
I
just
call
like
it the morgue. That's why
no,
I'm
just
it.
Saying.
It's
I'm just, no,
morgue.
I'm just saying like just in general, like if you go down like to like the strip area, or shit,
no, that's
like,
why
I don't
put,
like being around
put it this way.
A lot of people.
You don't like a lot of people on a strip, right?
Because then you end up getting a lot of bullshit.
Well,
like,
they put it this way, William. That's the one place on a strip where there's nobody there.
Oh God!
That's why I don't.
If you don't want to, if you don't want to see a single body, come
go
down
there,
to Gilly's.
Just trust me, trust the doctor.
I think maybe that night it was Kyle. Just not that night.
She says that.
But
yo, Katie, you guys set you up with Kyle, man.
But
come to the studio next week. Yeah, come do the podcast. You'll be our female co-host for the week.
I got it.
We need Swoop back, dude. We need to get Swoop hooked up with the Dame. Oh.
Yeah. Wait, you have the power to make that all happen.
I did.
Pneumonia, really?
We hope you get better, Swoo, man.
Jesus, that shit's deadly, brother.
Oh, and
yeah, I know. Yeah, my friend's grandmother died from pneumonia, which she got at the hospital.
And then here's another thing. Speaking of country music, I'm glad I wore this shirt so I would remember.
Hey, Luke Bryant.
Yeah. Next. In about 2.5 weeks,
Kane
is the
Brown,
ACM
right?
Awards here in town. I got a few topics we can talk about that you guys can get into with this.
If you get tickets to Kane Brown, I'll go down with my chica with you.
Okay, but yeah,
I'll go. That's the only kind of that's the only like.
Let me put it this way:
country guy, I can
I figured
with.
It. Remember how we talked about OGs a few weeks ago? I found the original OG. And his name is Johnny Cash. And I'll send you some psalm lyrics that kind of go with
that. That's old, bro.
Yeah, see?
That's old. I'm talking about relevant now.
No, I'm talking about shooting people with guns, doing drug trafficking, jail time.
But
stuff that from gangster rap in the 90s.
I would have to say that.
Doing concerts at prisons.
I'm not a hater of the country music.
Yeah, but just trust me. I think Johnny Cash is the original OG.
Oh,
and I
yeah.
Got the lyrics.
Everybody
to
knows
it.
That. Johnny Cash, definitely.
Yeah, you got to just read the Cocaine Blues.
What else?
Song
what else is another one? Conway Twitty.
He's alright. I'm not a fan. That's the only.
But that's what I mean.
I'm
like those are
of.
Old schools.
That's the only old school one I'm a fan of is Johnny Cash.
Then what else do you have?
Let's see.
Well, didn't you say you're going to like
a? Hey, Kane Brown is nominated for ACM Award.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna win it.
I'm looking up the. I'm going after all the ACM stuff for that week.
Okay.
That's why I was bringing it up because it's going to be here in town.
No, I know that.
Because, like, the Brett Young concert's what starts it up. That's why I'm glad I wore this. And then I remember that the OG thing, because Luke Bryan's the first country guy to start talking about rappers in his songs, or rapping, as far as the major guys.
Oh, man.
He name dropped T-Pain in a song, listening to T-Pain with his girl.
Oh, my gosh.
When they're out,
gotta get relevant.
He had a rock, lyrics are country, rock, hip hop, big state.
Kane Brown and
Twitty, like you said. Since I ever thought of that.
Brown and that R&B singer Khalid made a song, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Like a week or two ago. Yeah, definitely. I don't know. I'll go down to any like Stonies or Gillies,
like,
or anything like that. I'm down for
it. If they're ones that you'd like, I'd tell you.
You know, like.
Oh, that's the thing. That's the other idea I had. Sending you guys some country rap songs is getting opinions.
Country rap.
Yeah, you like that Demon Jones dude I played for you at the old studio.
That dude, it's just dude, country rap, just those two words. I don't know. It's like, it doesn't belong together.
Let's see. What's
like knee pads in the studio. Yeah, knee pads and I'm going to get you guys off do not ever belong in the same sentence. Ever. Ideally, never want anybody to say that unless it's a woman.
That's true. Kane Brown's nominated for Single of the Year for Heaven. Single Record of the Year.
It's like I told my chica, fucking. That dude's like the Taylor Swift of the men. Was this a track? Is it one of his tracks? Is it one of the Rodney tracks?
Oh,
I can't hear it.
It's the Rodney track, ladies and gentlemen. It's called Knee Pads.
I want to run! I want to get on my knee pads!
So
I'm
going
to install your cable.
I'm going to make it.
Install your cable.
In my knee pad.
In my knee
pad.
Wait, keep going, keep it going, hold on.
Yeah, I like this guitars on here.
Wait. Is this you? I was gonna say, I hope this is not you. Wait. Wait for it. What happened right there? You did that?
I got my knee pads. Knee pads.
Hold on. Keep it going. Keep it going. It just sounds like
it sounds like Iron Maiden.
Endless loop of riffs. There's no breakdown.
I made an intro, man.
Oh, wait. This is the intro? That was just the intro? That was the song?
That was the entire song.
Oh, my God. I was waiting for it.
Lyrics?
I was waiting for it.
The lyrics are knee pads.
I was waiting for it.
Gotta get my knee pads. Get my knee pads. Get my knee pads.
Oh, my God. I was waiting for it to break down or something.
I can give you pleasure with my pads.
I felt like it was like building way too much, but there was never anything to come out of the building.
We got more tracks.
Wait, that's not okay. This one actually sounds like it could be a good one. I don't know. This one's not bad right now. I don't know. This one I think I can get down with. So far.
So far, so good.
Who's singing that? Man, maybe if his lyrics weren't on there.
This could just be like an intro too.
Oh boy. Okay.
That was Maximum Rodney right there.
I was gonna.
I feel like maybe he's.
That song right there, that one that he just showed, yeah. I felt like I was listening to 1980s Metallica. Enter Sandman.
I thought I was listening to 1970s Iron Maiden.
He did everything?
What's he, Trent Reznor?
Oh my god.
No, I can't use those. I need the crappy pedals that you make from like cardboard and some metal you get at the junkyard.
You could. He has. How can I put, like, place this nicely? Definitely has an audience, but it'd be like night. Like they'd have to at least be his age. They have to be his age.
His audience is gonna be like in the waiting room during Beetlejuice.
Right. Rodney, keep doing your thing, my man.
The what?
That's Rocky. Oh my god.
Rocky.
I feel like he would.
I love the name too. It kind of fits. Then we know where you get the knee pads on. You got to get the rocket going up.
That guy. I would have to say that out of all the music we've ever listened to on our show and all the artists that we ever had a privilege to listen to their music, I would have to say that's kind of some of the worst. I'm just being honest.
Oh, I am too, man.
You know?
The fact that I'm like making fun
It's not that it's the worst. It's just, it's definitely not what he perceives in his mind.
Dude, he thinks he's
he
like.
He probably thinks like this is like, man, back if this was back in 1982, like I would have had a hit. He thinks this is a hit right now?
Man, how much weed did that dude have before he did that?
Oh my god.
Come on, man. Come on, man. The hell is that? Man, that dude must have been. Man, that dude snorted something before he said that.
Yeah, he's a hit of. That's gonna like. Like be in the billboards.
It blows all right. It went from suck to blow from start to finish. You know what I mean?
Oh my god!
That's the best Rodney, compliment I could give it.
Jesus,
Rodney, man. Rodney Dangerfield getting all the respect.
No, he has respect. It's just his sound is what he thinks it is.
That's true.
I love all music, bro, but damn, that shit is. The first one was weird because I couldn't tell when it was going to start. Second one was all right because it kind of sounded like old Metallica.
Well, that's true.
But on that's like the end.
Real quick, yeah, in Major League Baseball season predictions, because baseball is starting up, I think, next week or pretty soon after.
I don't like baseball, bro.
Right, so we have no baseball predictions.
I'll just go, just as long as the Red Sox don't win it, because they won it last year.
Yeah.
And since we're on the West Coast,
Boston.
Dodgers. So maybe this time, Dodgers? Though, maybe this time they might win the World Series after going to it back to back.
I got to stick with my Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks?
All right.
Okay.
Right,
any shout outs?
First, shout outs.
No, you? Me? Me?
Yeah, you.
Okay, shout out. Well, shout out to everybody. Shout out to the doctor. Shout out to Kyle. Shout out to my chica.
Shout out to the peeps.
Shout out to everybody.
Shout out to our ladies.
Definitely.
Too.
Oh yeah, Swoo. Hopefully you get better off of that pneumonia.
Yeah, we need that Swoo better. We got shout out to our ladies too, man.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to Yadira.
Yeah, we got ladies now on the show. This is the first. We've waited 3 years now. Finally, every end of the show has got a lady.
Finally, you. He's on there. One day. Heartbreaking story we had to tell a long time ago, but it broke my heart one time he told me a story.
I can't believe it, man. It happened like out of...
I felt like my child just got heartbroken.
That's happened a few times.
But I'm glad, though, because I can see that smile. I can see that smile on Kvarga's face. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, what do you got to shout out?
Shout out to Rodney for that exhilarating song we just heard on here. Not.
Oh, shout out to Rodney, too. Keep doing your thing, Playboy.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, how about them knee pads, Rodney? Peace and love.
Peace.
Except for with knee pads on.